Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And is it healthy to confront people who have wronged you in your past?
Depends, I guess.
I have to say, earlier this morning, Alexis's hair wronged me.
Seriously?
And I have not been able to get over it ever since.
Oh, I went to bed with wet hair.
Yeah.
Ew. That causes issues in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Is that the excuse?
Yeah.
Because you guys see it, right?
Stop.
Well, I'm looking over there right now.
I bought silk pillowcases.
I didn't.
Wow.
So we'll send the moisture, apparently.
We'll consider confronting Alexis's follicles a little bit later, because we're going to put our focus on the listeners first.
Oh, good.
Like, distract me from that.
Yeah, like Sophia, who asked for our help with a closure call.
Oh, I love these.
And if you aren't familiar with these, they're a little bit more serious than what we normally do on the show, but we try to help people who've been stuck on something that happened in their past.
Yeah.
Maybe it was months ago or even years ago.
Yeah.
Bring them a little peace of mind so they could finally put it behind them and move on.
Yeah.
And let's get to it with Sophia. Sophia, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man. You sound down. Are you okay?
I'm a bit stressed. There's a situation, I guess, that it's been a long time, but it's been bothering me for forever and ever, you know, and I wasn't really sure how to deal with it and everything. So I was, you know, hoping you guys could help me out a bit.
Yeah. Your insurance doesn't cover therapy either. Huh?
Yeah. And I'm sure it couldn't possibly be more stressful than what's going on in studio right now with Alexis's hair. So whenever you're ready,
Jeff, and see what happens.
Just
tell
us about why you reached out to us.
Yeah, here's what happened. So back in college, it was my freshman year, and I went to a really big school, and I'm kind of shy, I guess. So I didn't know anybody, you know what I mean, at the time, and I had a hard time first starting out, but one night I was, you know, sitting in the cafeteria by myself after classes and everything, and this girl came up to me and she introduced herself.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really sweet, and her name was Aubrey.
Okay.
Aubrey.
Aww,
that's
like that
awesome.
It's
so nice when somebody reaches out like that.
Yeah.
Some people like me, I'm a little bit introverted and I need somebody sometimes to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like friendly and warm and we hit it off immediately, which was really cool and everything. And she ended up inviting me to a house party. And after that, we became really good friends and everything. And then we ended up being roommates and renting an apartment near campus. And
fun.
Oh, God, that's so fun.
Yeah, we got really close, and then we started, like, dating people and stuff. You know, like, we would go on double dates and whatever. But I started seeing this guy senior year, and I really, really was, like, kind of in love with this guy.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we were, like, talking about future plans to keep dating after graduating and all that stuff.
Did it hurt your relationship with Aubrey? I mean, sometimes it can, and when you're, like, so infatuated with a guy and you kind of lose sight of other relationships.
Well, no, that wasn't the problem. So what happened was I was studying for finals in the library, right, one night.
Mm-hmm. Ew, you were still studying your senior year? Yikes. Anyway, sorry, go on.
And I got tired, and I decided to go back home, like, early, I guess you could say.
Uh-oh.
And I walked in, and my boyfriend and Aubrey were on the couch making out.
No!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm heartbroken for you.
hate her now.
What is she doing? I mean, it's like you can replace the boyfriend. You can't replace her.
That's awful.
Yeah. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was like the most gut-wrenching moment I had been through.
Talk about being a horrible friend.
Yeah.
So I went in the bathroom and locked myself in the bathroom and started crying in the bathtub. It was awful.
Oh, my God. No.
And then she was trying to talk to me through the bathroom door and make things better. But of course, I was devastated and hysterical and
I mean, how do you make things better?
A game of beer pong is how you fix that.
She's trying to slide shots through the door. I got you, friend.
That's terrible. So it ended your friendship, probably.
Yeah, what happened?
And it ruined the last 2 weeks of my college experience. Like, I don't even remember.
At the very end.
A blur, everything, we broke up, and then she was never there, and I was just a hot mess express.
The last 2 weeks of my college were a blur and a hot mess express, but not because of that. It was just, I was going all out.
Make up for lost time?
Yeah, last hurrah. Before it was all done.
Could have been the guy making out with your roommate at this point.
I don't have any recollection of the last 2 weeks, so it's possible.
I mean, that is heartbreaking. Yeah. So how long, it's been years, and I'm guessing you just haven't talked to Audrey since.
Aubrey.
Since
no, she deserves to have her name said wrong. Audrey.
Yeah, Aubrey.
I mean, we graduated, and then soon after that, I found out they were officially dating.
Ugh.
This
was 6 years ago, just about.
Yeah.
But recently, I just found out from another an old college friend that Aubrey and my ex actually they just got engaged.
I think
good for them, but same time.
I mean, it's mixed emotions.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
It's been so long. I wouldn't say I'm angry about it anymore. Ariana Grande, no more tears left to cry.
I love her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I've spent so much time just being confused. Why? Why would she do this to me? She was my best friend. I mean, why did she not tell me that she had feelings for him? Or why would you just stab me in the back and throw away our friendship like that? So I've just been confused for so much time. And then I heard you guys had this segment and I thought, maybe I could get some answers because I don't think that I would feel comfortable with reaching out by myself and I don't think I'd be able to form the right words
We have no shortage of words that we can offer on this show. We're very good at words. Jose's an expert.
Short words.
I
think I lost one of my best friends after I graduated college and it was
made out with her boyfriend?
No, she lied to me about a bunch of stuff, and it hurt more than any breakup I had ever been
in. It's that betrayal is worse than the actual act.
You put so much trust and love in that person.
Right. And it sounds a little bit more like you deserved it, though, Brooke. With Sophia, it's a different story. And you know how these things go. Sophia has been working with our producer to come up with 4 questions to send to her old friend, Aubrey.
Okay, sure if it was Aubrey or the ex.
I'm curious if you're going to get any answers that is going to make it feel better.
Well, we got Aubrey's email, sent those out a few days ago, and Aubrey replied to all 4 questions. And we're going to read what she said and give you some answers about why she cheated with your old college boyfriend when we finish your closure call.
Oh, my God.
Right after this.
Thank you.
Hold on. We're in the middle of doing a closure call, and I know everyone probably just wants me to get right into reading the answers from the emails and hopefully get some resolution here.
I'm fired
so
up.
So you're going to give us what we want?
Well,
please.
First, before we do that.
Oh, God. Oh, Jeff, I knew it.
We just have to fill other people in on what's going on because if any listeners are just joining us,
late to the party.
we're in the middle of a closure call hoping to help out Sophia to figure out why her best friend in college named Aubrey basically stole her college boyfriend right out from under her.
Literally.
She did it.
She found them hooking up on their couch senior year and that instantly ended the friendship. Now, 6 years later, she found out Aubrey is engaged to that same guy.
Wow.
And Sophia has spent all this time with a million questions in her head wondering why, what, how, but doesn't have the right words to ask. So she's been working with our producer, came up with 4 questions that we've sent to Aubrey, and Aubrey has responded.
Okay.
The questions aren't what, wait, what, why.
Yeah. We'll find out in just a second.
Oh, you won't even give us that.
But Sophia, how are you feeling right before we read these to you? Doing okay?
I'm stressed and nervous about what I'm going to hear, but I'm also really looking forward to hopefully getting answers.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely going to close the book on that relationship, hopefully for you forever. Mm-hmm.
Well, now's the time that everybody's been waiting for and
Yay!
Pressuring me to get to.
Yes! Finally!
Let's get to these questions and answers.
The good part.
Yeah.
Question one that we sent.
Yeah.
I've spent years being confused and angry at you, and I've never even heard the full story of what happened that night when I came home and found you and Danny on the couch.
Do you want the whole story? I mean, these are these questions that I don't know that you really want the answer to.
This is the question that she has worked with our producer to come up with.
Can we ask the questions we want?
Do you want me to go back and take back the email?
The next question isn't how was it?
No, she didn't ask that. We don't know. I just need to know why and how this happened.
Okay.
Sophia, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Aubrey wrote back.
No time is a good time. Yep.
She said, "Well, I'll be 100% honest with you.
Ooh.
That was not the first time."
Okay.
Oh, come on.
What was not shocking news?
My,
I mean, did you see that coming, Sophia?
Not really, but that really sucks because now I want to know like when and how long and
there is more to what she wrote back. She said we had been meeting up secretly for a few months before.
Months.
It all started when he was complaining about how he thought you weren't a good listener.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. And now we just put the blame on Sophia? Yikes.
So she continues, so I stood up for you and somehow my shirt came off.
She did not say that.
That's what she said. I'm reading it verbatim in here.
Are you being serious?
She says, I'm sorry that happened, but we were young and stupid, and I wish it wouldn't have cost us our friendship.
Oh, man, I wish girls would talk to me like that. Just magically clothing just pops off.
Are you okay, Sophia?
I'm half shocked, half disgusted. Like, ew. Like, how fake of a friend are you?
Yeah.
It must feel so much worse knowing now that they were going back behind your back for so long.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's like a full-blown affair.
Well,
yeah, literally.
Maybe we'll feel a little bit better after we do question two, because the second one we sent was, out of 100%, how much is Danny to blame for what happened?
Ooh.
Danny, her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh.
And Aubrey wrote back, I don't want to get into numbers, but Danny definitely initiated things between us.
Yeah.
And if you remember, I was going through my, quote, big promiscuous streak at that time. Is that true, Sophia?
Yeah, she was having it up a little bit, not going to lie. Yeah.
Man, so, again, wish I met girls during these
senior
I'm
year
I'm telling
college
you, college,
too.
Dude. Yeah. It's where it's at. Anyway,
I wasn't accepted there.
Aubrey finishes, she says, so I was weak. I'll admit, though, after the first time, I felt bad, but not bad enough to stop.
She's definitely being honest. We can tell that, right?
It sucks. But they did have a connection. I mean, that may make it feel worse to you, Sophia. Like, they're engaged now.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if that helps.
I mean, if they're engaged, like, that's why I've been, like, trying to come to terms with it the best I can. Because I was like, well, damn, if they really have that good of a connection that now they're getting married, like, I kind of understand, you know what I mean? Everyone deserves love, but it's just like, I still think she's a friend for doing that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it just
that
takes
was,
such a
That
strong...
was really what we got into in the third question.
Okay.
We sent her, do you realize how much you hurt me? I've spent years being all up in my head about this. Like, what do you have to say to me?
Ooh, she better come back with something good.
This is really her chance to, like, fall on her sword here and apologize for what she did. And
well, it's like it affects all of Sophia's relationships from then on, too. Mm. You know, it's not just that relationship.
So Aubrey responded saying, I've already said I'm sorry.
Ooh!
Ooh. Dang,
get
Aubrey.
Out of here! She deserves this guy.
She did not say that. She literally never apologized.
She said, I don't know what else you want to hear from me. Do I feel bad? Sure.
Sure!
She says, I did, but I got over it.
I'm glad you did.
She says, I hope that you can do the same. Like, what was it? A 4-month college relationship? It's not the end of the world.
Some
if she was in front of me right now, I literally would punch her in the face. That is so rude. Don't do that to a friend.
She could be listening.
Yeah.
So take that.
Yep.
Take that.
Yeah.
That was for, well, not for me. One of the girls should do it.
Well, we're I know we're running a little bit short on time here, so let's get to the last question that we sent, which was, I heard you and Danny are engaged now.
Yeah.
Do you truly love him? Like, feel like you and him were meant to be?
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
I mean, it could
please.
Be. Honestly, it could be that she's just pushing it just because she feels so guilty. Well, at least that's what I thought before that last answer anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Blood is boiling at this point.
Well, what she said.
It's better be a good answer, Jeff.
Here's what Aubrey said. What do I truly think?
Uh-oh.
I truly think that I'm pregnant.
No.
And I don't want to be a single mom if that answers your question.
Oh! So she's only doing it because of the pregnancy? Am I reading into this?
That's what I read. That's what I heard.
She says, Danny and I definitely have fun together and have history.
Oh, that's always a great thing to build a relationship on. A
little bit of history.
Yeah, not great history.
Fun
is good. Oh my gosh, Sophia.
But she says, but I want you to know, Danny and I talked about it. And even though we're not really close with you anymore, we would like to name our baby after you.
Oh, what the? No! My
what the
gosh!
What? Ew! No!
No!
Exactly!
No.
Exactly!
That's a keep your name out of my mouth type of situation.
The last thing she says was, maybe we could meet up and I could show you ultrasound pics. I'd love to be friends again.
No. You need to pick
is this
all our jaws
psycho?
Up on the floor.
What is wrong with her? Seriously, I agree. What is wrong with her?
She is fake. Yeah. Like, she was so nice to you and considerate all those years ago, and the whole time cheating behind your back. I mean, I am mad.
Yeah, I can tell you. So
I think you just let it go. I don't even think you do anger anymore. Yeah, like, none of this is worth your energy.
Is that a no for meeting up to see the ultrasound pics of baby Sophia?
Definitely no. And I actually am so relieved that we did this. Like, I feel so much better,
so
actually.
Oh, well,
I hope they don't want you to be the godmother, too.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to find a new one. But hopefully that gave you a little bit of closure there, Sophia.
Gosh.
Thanks for being on with us. And text into 78592 if you have somebody from your past that you want us to reach out to.
Oh, my God.
You may not like what you hear, but we'll try and get you answers when we do your closure call. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.